Oh, good morning. Welcome to the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. He's in. He's belted in. He's buckled up. He's ready to go. Strapped in. We're ready to launch.
Semi-caffeinated.
He is totally caffeinated. He's been chomping at the bit. Ready to roll here. Legs just going up and down.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a big one for you. We're going to talk MCRGO. We got some information on legislation, latest updates from the Michigan Coalition for Responsible Gun Owners, and this segment is brought to you by Diamond Jim's Tire and Automotive.
Man, you are on fire. You're more.
I guess I'm the one caffeinated.
You are heavily caffeinated. I'm just getting there. I'm only on my second pot of coffee this morning.
I was trying to goose you.
You did. You did. Well,
all right, good.
With no hands, you goosed me. You did good. Happy Pi Day.
Oh, yeah. 314.
Yeah. We just had 308 day last week, which is 308's another caliber.
Right.
You know, we had 223 day. You know, we'll have 5.56 day soon.
Yep.
But today's Pi Day. Doesn't mean you got to go out and eat pie, although I did have a jelly donut on the way here.
I
had a jelly donut. That was my pie. But it's 199 days till bow season.
Uh-huh.
It's 244 days till rifle season.
Oh, yeah.
And I hate to say this, but, you know, because the first day of spring is this week.
Do you do like an advent calendar for hunting season?
We actually, yes. We
do you have like different rounds in there?
No, it's different pictures of bucks.
Okay.
You know, it's like, here, bucky, bucky, bucky.
You start early, though. That's a lot of doors to open.
It's,
yeah.
And then my daughter-in-law has one of those big Christmas trees from Bronner's that has the countdown day.
Uh-huh.
And I'm always making sure it's up to date. And today it's 285 days till Christmas.
Gotcha.
Just letting you know.
Okay.
Just in case you're worried. 285.
Yep.
So it's at least 285 pots of coffee between now and then.
At least.
And then probably twice that. But so anyways, we got lots of time for Christmas shopping, but it's
tire
Saturday.
Shopping.
It's the
you got time
for
tire shopping. Diamond Jim's Tire and Automotive, John.
That's right.
Squirrel.
Diamond Jim's right on Dort Highway in lovely Burton, Michigan. It is my haven for good tires. This week, Dan, smoothest ride I've ever had in my life in a pickup truck. Drove all over the state of Michigan, dropping off AEDs. Went all the way to Traverse City during that ice storm on Wednesday.
Wow.
Did all kinds of stuff and I was so happy.
Smooth ride brought to you by Diamond Jim's Tire and Automotive.
You're exactly right.
Gotcha.
And, you know, when you stick your finger in the tread and you're to the first knuckle in the tread,
oh, wow.
You think, well, those are going to be noisy tires. No. I told him, I said, I want good tires, lots of tread, not very noisy. I can't stand when you hear a truck, you know, a mile away.
Right. Yeah.
It's not that way.
Hmm.
He knew what to give me. He got them for me, and I'm so happy. You can get yours there, too. 810-743-4210. You can always link to him right on my website. All of his information is right on my website, thegss.com. But go to Diamond Jim's right on Dort Highway, just south of Bristol, and get your tire needs done. Get your tire.
Get tires.
Your tire.
If you need tires, get them there.
Your fulfillment.
He's your tire fulfillment specialist.
Specialist. There you go. I was still drooling from that jelly donut I had a moment ago. So, but happy Saturday morning to you. Now, is it happy? We got a lot of information coming at you. From MCRGO, hot off the presses this week, and this, like I said, this is very volatile. It changes constantly, but news on the proposed constitutional carry from the House. Now, it raises the very obvious point that it is our right to carry concealed. So I'm excited to see how this will pan out, but the argument is based around rights should not depend on a permit. That's the basis for the argument all across America. And I mean all across America. There's only the really, really, really left-leaning states just say, no, it's not going to happen. You know, it's not going to happen in our state. So rights should not depend on a permit. The right to keep and bear arms is a fundamental constitutional right. It's the Second Amendment.
What's the legislation about?
The legislation is about constitutional carry, meaning there's going to be no permits.
We already have it, but what you're saying is they're going to change it so that you don't need a permit.
We have constitutional carry in Michigan for open carry.
Okay.
But there's tons of limitations, and a lot of people don't want open carry because it makes you the first target. It makes you
can have there is con, you can concealed carry,
but you have to have a permit. Once you conceal,
so this
you have
is about getting
permit.
Rid of the permit.
Yes, and the $130 fee and the mandatory classes. They say classes are better received and I'll get into this, but classes are better received when they're not mandatory.
You're a big proponent of the classes. I mean,
I love the classes.
Yeah, the classes are important.
I would continue to take classes because I watch videos all the time to update me from USCCA and from Texas Law Shield and all that. I get all that information mm-hmm. all the time anyway. But MCRGO is the leading teacher in Michigan. They're the ones that really do the teach. They teach the teachers
yep.
for these classes. So,
I mean, it's like the helmet law, you know, when it was mandated that you had to wear a helmet. You still yeah. see all kinds of people wearing helmets.
Oh, sure.
I mean, you do see people without. What do you? And I don't want to go too far afield, but I don't think it's had the devastating impact that people said. If
exactly.
You know, yep. I don't think that it's increased motorcycle deaths. Maybe I'm wrong.
And,
I don't know.
And that's what we're going to dig into today because there's so much talk about it. And for years, there has been in-depth reporting on it by, let's say, the right. And there's been
organizations like MCRGO
yep.
and so forth.
And,
yeah.
and some really good, like John Lott, back when we used to do conservative radio, we used to talk about John Lott a lot. He's a writer that delves into the deep studies in states to figure out what works and what doesn't work. And he's the one that he's famous for his third different issue of more guns equals less crime. And it's proven facts, you know. So, your constitutional right for law-abiding citizens, that's the main thing. It's legal for a law-abiding citizen to carry concealed or open carry.
Do you have a problem restricting the rights of convicted felons, say?
I understand their frustration, but
whose frustration?
The felons.
Okay.
Because I've talked to a lot of felons, and they're like, I can hunt with a crossbow, but I can't hunt with a rifle. I can hunt with a bow and arrow, but I can't hunt with a shotgun. And it's like... unfortunately, you burn that bridge.
Yeah.
You know, and
so you're not opposed to that.
I'm not opposed to it, but I think we should probably have because you look at people that have something happen when they're 20 and now they're 40 and they're a completely changed person.
Yeah.
There should be like some kind of a
reciprocity,
a process to clear themselves of that. Maybe a time served. You know what I mean? Maybe there's a chance for them to become riflemen again.
In any event, I mean, it's a different argument. And it doesn't necessarily have to do with this. So you're not necessarily opposed to that. I mean, there might have to be stronger restrictions, or like you say, a longer process to show worthiness to reclaim your right.
Yeah.
After you forfeit it
when you did the crime.
Yeah.
You know. But how many people have bad things on the record because they got caught peeing next to their car on the side of the road, you know, and that kind of stuff happens. So it can be little frivolous things and a bad mood by a police officer or somebody just saying, hey, no, you broke the rules. You're going to pay the price. And now they're paying the price or they're on the sex offenders list because of that.
Did you ever see the movie The Apocalypse?
Yes.
Not the Apostle. I'm sorry, The Apostle.
No, I have not seen the movie The Apostle.
You need to see it. It's really good.
All right.
Robert Duvall, I watched because he passed recently,
yeah,
and they were doing retros, talking about his movie.
And, you know, I heard
it's
him
a
say
really good
once
movie.
That napalm smells like freedom in the morning. You know?
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Victory, yeah.
No, that's a great movie.
It is a great movie.
Yeah, he directed this. It's really good.
The Apostle. He's been a great actor our whole lives. My favorite movie of his is Open Range.
I haven't seen it.
What?
I'll watch Open
Kevin
Range.
Kevin Costner.
You watch
Kevin Costner.
The Apostle. We'll compare notes.
I think it's Kevin Costner's probably...
Open Range.
Probably best
All right.
acting.
I'll check it out.
It's just a wonderful movie.
In any event, he's a guy. He's a preacher. He ends up killing a man.
Yeah.
Even this guy. And he's intense, but he follows the Lord. I mean,
gotcha.
But it's a good movie you'd like. And I'm sorry, but things happen. You're right. Things do happen.
Yeah.
But this is for people who nothing's happened.
This is for
no blemish.
Joe Blow, and it's like, well, I can't carry a gun because I don't have a permit. And I don't want to open carry because I don't want to be the first one shot,
yeah.
you know, and I don't want everybody to know. I don't want to broadcast
yes.
that I'm carrying a gun on my hip. You know,
yeah.
I got friends that do. Believe me,
yeah.
Every time I go to Home Depot, I bump into them and they're like, I look down, there's their 9mm and they got
yeah.
extra mags on the other side. I'm
yeah.
like, sale at Home Depot, you know, is cover that up, you know, and he's, oh, I don't have a concealed permit, you know, because he never wanted to take time off work to go take the class.
Yeah.
And I got a cousin who does the same thing. So, again, it's a constitutional right for law-abiding citizens and should be able to exercise that right freely without administrative barrier of a license. Now, what that license does is it frees you up to carry when you want to carry, how you want to carry. You carry the gun in the front of the car with you. If you don't have that in Michigan, there's a ton of fines, a ton of ways to get in trouble.
Yeah.
So now training should be encouraged, but not mandated, is what the proof in the pudding is showing, that this works all over the country. A firearms training organization believes education is unbelievably valuable, but responsible citizens should seek training voluntarily so that they better understand the rules. If you make it voluntary, there's always ways around it where they, well, I got the permit, you know, and I've got the certificate that says I took the class. Did you learn anything from it? Did you, you know, did you want to delve into it yourself, or were you made to do it? It was, well, no, it was mandatory, you know, so there's a difference there. So they know that.
So you're suggesting that if they want to do it, they're going to benefit from it. Whereas if you have the thing, if you mandate the classes, the people who are not going to learn from the classes will take it to get the permit if that's what they want, but it won't necessarily stick with them. Whereas if it's voluntary, it's more likely to do what it is intended to do.
Yes, because like right now, when you go to take your class for your CPL, it's a safety from home class. It doesn't teach you anything about carrying it in the car, really. It doesn't teach you anything about carrying it at the mall, mm-hmm. things to look for. It teaches you what you have to do to meet the minimum requirements. Then, mm-hmm. then it basically tells you if you want to learn more, you have to seek it. You have to seek the knowledge so that you understand the, you know, and we always have a lawyer teach that part of the classes.
Yep.
So that you're hearing it from a lawyer. You're not hearing it from, you know, Joe Schmo. So now permitless carry removes the economic barriers. So license fees, training costs, and unpaid time off, because you got to take time off work to go to these classes on a Thursday afternoon or whatever. So you can make licensing difficult for low-income people by requiring all these things, and it effectively turning a constitutional right into something only some people can afford. So that's what they're trying to get away from. This is not me talking. This is what the legislation is put forth in the House.
Yep.
And it's before it's in the House, and it seems to be moving fast forward. We just have no idea how our governor's going to deal with it. So we're going to talk about a lot more of this here for the show today. So
when we come back, it's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. More on concealed carry, the current legislation in the House that they're taking up, and other things as well with the gunsmith himself, Jonathan Smith. We're back right after this.